The scent of Mokihana lingers with the drying pods. When will I ever smell that again? Kauai people, you are so lucky. Of course, every major island has its designated lei for May Day celebrations. Oahu, represented by the golden ilima. For Kahoolawe, the gray-green hinahina, or Spanish moss, is wound or braided into lei. Red Lehua is Hawaii Island's lei flower. Molokai entwines kukui blossoms and leaves. Maui has a specific damask rose, the roselani or lokelani. Lana'i's lei Kaunaoa strands are yellow, green, to kind of deep orange. Kaunaoa that grows on Kalanianole Highway's medial strip between Wailaiki and Aina Haina is yellow-orange, and you can find it sometimes near the freeway on-ramp by university as well. You have to find lei materials where you can. And for 2010, lei queen Jamie Kaohulani Adams Detweiler and her ohana, that means starting in their own yard. She had a tray of liko and ferns in front of her when we talked. Detweiler's aunt, Marie McDonald, wrote two seminal books on lei and taught lei making in Honolulu for many years. Growing your own flowers is a big part of it. That's how it was on Molokai, where Detweiler's dad grew up.
Right outside of the kitchen door, my grandmother had a trellis, and she grew pakalana on the trellis. So my dad loved running in and out of the door just to smell the pakalana. You know, my grandmother had a flower garden, and my aunts particularly took an interest in that. And that's how they got started in making leis. And my grandmother made leis as, you know, a hobby for friends. Oftentimes, my grandmother shared that she would make a lei for her husband, my grandfather's papale. He was the only telephone man on Molokai back then when they were there. And so she just thought, I'll make my husband a lei for his papale. One thing Auntie Marie told us, be sure to teach your children and your grandchildren and have them teach their children and grandchildren. That's part of our family legacy.
What flowers did you see around you growing up?
We had a huge plumeria tree in our yard. My dad was the green thumb of the family, along with some of his brothers. So I grew up in Kaneohe. The Palmerais were there too. So Auntie Irma and Uncle Wala literally lived down the street. So all I needed to do was hop on my bike after school and go down the road and just hang out with them. That's how I learned.
Would they make lei regularly? How? Why? I mean, tell me how they made it a part of their lives.
You know, there were occasions such as Kamehameha Day Parade, May Day. You know, May 1st in Hawaii is very, very important to our family. And that's another part of our legacy. And, you know, Auntie Irma and Uncle Wala Pomeroy, they were frequent entrants in the lei contest, as well as Auntie Marie and my cousin Rowan, my cousin Noilani and her husband Paul. Many of us, really.
Do you have a first lei memory, you personally?
I do, actually. You know, Auntie Irma and Auntie Marie both, you know, they were my mentors in this area. And when I was making my first vili lei, which is what a lot of people call haku. Haku means to make. Vili means to wind. So that's the ones we normally see on people, which we refer to as haku. It's not wrong, because haku means to make, but in lei making, it's vili. Po'o means your head. Vili lei po'o means a head lei. And vili is the style, which means to wind. The leaf of the lehua is called liko. Liko. I use things that, you know, like this grows in the yard, and this is called moa.
I love that.
I was able to get some lehua blossoms today.
Do you have a favorite lei?
Believe it or not, I don't know if this is my favorite, but it is one of my favorites, the purple crown flower, because I love the color purple. And it's so simple, but when you have several strands of them, it reminds me of like pearls. When I was lei queen, the color that I selected was purple.
The crown flower with those petals taken off. So it's like a little sculpture that's lined up in a lei.
I just love the simplicity of it, really.
And, you know, the lei for those special occasions are so long, they go almost to your knees, and then they'll be in tiers, right? Talk about yes. that styling.
I love that. There's an elegance to that. That's oh, yeah. how I would frame it. It all truly reminds me of May Day, because, you know, growing up here in Hawaii, you know, I graduated from Castle High School, and every May Day court, the queen had crown flower lei. They also sewed the crown flower into floral wire to make the crown. So if you have seen some of the May Days, they shape the floral wire, but they sew the crown flower on it first, and then they shape it, you know, to make a crown. And then the queen is wearing layers of crown flower. And sometimes my lei with that too. You know, as Lei Day approaches, you know, I was just telling my daughter-in-law yesterday, I said, oh, are the kids busy? Because this year it falls on a Saturday. And she said, no, they'll all be around. And again, here's another opportunity to sit down with my grandkids. And, you know, four of them are getting ready to move to the mainland. So this is an opportunity to share our legacy with them. You know, we talked to them about, you can have your own lei garden. Auntie Marie would say that. She said, you make your own lei garden. You grow your own ferns, your own lehua, your own lei flower. I try to use what I have in the yard first.
Lei maker Jamie Ka'ohulani Adams Detweiler says, you'd be surprised what people grow in their yard in Henderson, Nevada, as well as Kaunakakai and Waimea.